This is Dr. Emerit Scott recording from the Granite Mansion. I've been working here for the past few months, cultivating a rare plant that I found while on expedition. I was sent by Lake Fast University to Carbobel Woods to find the Typha arborea. While I did manage to find the Typha arborea while down there, I also found a different plant. One that I had never seen before. Upon further testing, it was revealed to be something called the Amorpha majorana, a very rare plant believed to have gone extinct some couple hundred years ago. I took a sample of it as well as the Typha arborea and brought them both back with me to the United States, turning the Typha arborea sample in for further studying from my superiors. When I showed them my Amorpha majorana sample, they told me I could do whatever I wanted with it, since it wasn't going to be important to their current areas of studies. Me being me, I decided that I would try to grow the plant over here in the States. This is something that I've had amazing success with. From the very beginning, it was almost as if the plant wanted to be propagated. Do you think it's possible for plants to have wants and desires like the rest of us? It's something I've been wondering. It's a curious question because plants are alive. The Amorpha majorana is alive in a way that I've never seen before. See, the more I took care of the plant, the more it grew. The more it grew, the more intelligent the plant got. It was like nothing I've ever seen before. As I took care of the seedling, it developed a form of sentience. I can converse with the plant. Something that has never been documented before. Part of me wonders if this is a true Amorpha majorana or something else, something foreign, something potentially alien, mimicking the plant to the best of its ability. If a plant was alive, truly sentient like us humans, wouldn't we have known about it? I was under the assumption that this plant went extinct. Was that because humans were protecting themselves against a race of sentient plant people? The discovery of this plant has only led me to having more questions than answers. I guess it's a good thing I'm a scientist, right? Truth be told, I've grown quite protective of the plant. I haven't told anyone else about it because I feel like if I were to let others in, they would try to take the plant away from me, try to turn it into something it's not, corrupt it. I'm not ready for that yet. There are still things I want to do, stuff I need to know before I'm willing to share my discovery with the rest of the world. If I were to simply give the plant creature to another scientist, they would start doing testing on it. I know how they run the tests in these places, and I'm not going to let that happen to you, my dear. No. I love you far too much to let anything like that happen. They would have to tear you out of my cold, dead hands before I willingly handed you over to anyone else. I'm too fond of you. We might have known each other for a few short months, but in that time I've grown quite attached. You're my favorite experiment I've ever worked on. You know that? Nodding your head yes. You're so polite, dear. I'm so proud of you and how far you've come. when I found you all those months ago. You were just a tiny little seed. Barely anything. If I wasn't looking out for you on the ground, I might have missed this entire connection. I can't imagine a life without you in it. Waking up to take care of you, making sure you have everything you need before bed, even coming in with snacks and random games throughout the day to make sure you're entertained. Any time spent with you is the highlight of my day, dear. I've even found myself making excuses to check on you during work. There's no real reason I need to go into the greenhouse every hour. And yet I do. It was a little difficult to explain away at first. My superiors were upset, worried that I was starting to spend more time with you than any of my other experiments. After all, I'm told I'm only allowed to work on you if all my other work is done. But I always find a way. I always will. You're the most important thing. You're my world, dear. I've spent hours upon hours putting my blood, sweat, and tears into taking care of you. And I would do it all over again if it means that you would be mine. I'm sorry, I don't know what just came over me. Pollen all over my face. I'm such a mess. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, that was really unprofessional of me. I'm a scientist, and you're technically my experiment. We shouldn't do this, it's unethical. If they were to check the tapes or something, I could lose my job, or worse, they could fucking take you away from me. God fucking damn it, Emirat. What were you thinking? Letting your emotions get the better of you? I should probably get out of here or something, get some fresh air, clear my head. That way, when I come back to do your regular tests and make sure everything's functioning, everything will be back to normal and we'll be okay, and we can just pretend that this never... I don't know if I'm strong enough to turn you down, dear. Let me rephrase that. I don't know if I'm strong enough to want to turn you down. Is this what you want, dear? I can't believe the next words out of my mouth, but I want this too. I remember reading somewhere that Amorpha majorana's pollen tends to have peculiar effects on humans, but I don't give a shit about that right now. All I know is that my pussy gets wetter the longer I stand here, watching your vines start to twist and turn. Well, I'm already this fucking deep. If they're going to check the tapes and see me kissing you, I'm fired. What's the harm in going all the way, right? It's in the name of science. to see exactly what you're capable of, dear. I've never come across a plant as amazing as you. Watching as I completely undress, your vines start to wrap up my legs, twisting up my inner thigh in anticipation. You can see just how wet I am, can't you? Drenched pussy glistening under the incandescent light bulbs. Are you going to stand there and watch? Or are you going to help mommy out? I thought you would make the right decision, dear. You're so good for me, aren't you? Look at you. Vine easily entering mommy's pussy. Looking at how wet I was doesn't compare to feeling it for yourself, does it? Nice and easy. Don't want to go too fast. If you go too fast, then this will be over quickly. You want to savor your first time, don't you? That's nice. Look at you, finding a good rhythm for us. Taking another one of your vines. You find my clit starting to move against it. That's nice, dear. That feels really wonderful. And it makes you happy knowing you're making mommy feel good, doesn't it? Listen to you. Sounds so good. Just remember not to get too loud. This is going to be a secret between you and me. If anyone finds out about this, I could lose my job. I don't think you're supposed to fuck the experiments, regardless of how badly the experiments want it. Balin fills the air more as I rock against your touch. You feel the tight heat of my pussy swallowing you over and over again. Think this must be heaven, don't you? Yeah. You're so good for me, dear. Look at you. Starting to circle my clit to match my movements. You're trying your best to make me feel good, aren't you? Yeah. Such a sweet little thing for mommy. I'm so lucky that I'm the one who grew you from a seedling. I've dedicated hours to taking care of you, dear. No one else would have put that detail of care into some random plant, especially one they thought was extinct. Can't imagine what would have become of you if someone else had gotten to you first. They would have corrupted you, turned you into some kind of evil monster for killing. But not mommy. Mommy knows that this is what you really need. You're going to pollinate me, aren't you? Show me how good you can be and pollinate me, dear. You don't have to be gentle with it at all. I can take it. I promise I won't break. Your vine feels amazing inside me, filling me up just perfectly. You can't help yourself from massaging my G-spot, huh? It feels so squishy to your touch. The brush against it with every thrust of your vine. Despite the one inside me, the one playing with my clit never stops, only pushing me closer to the edge. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. You're doing such a good job, dear. Making mommy feel so good. Don't stop. Just keep doing what you're told and you'll make us both come in no time. That's what you get for being on your best behavior. For making mommy feel so good. Can only reward you if you're like this. That's why you're going to stay like this. Making me feel good, aren't you? That's right, dear. Remembering to keep your voice down so that the others won't hear. Mommy's so proud of you, dear. The only way they'll be able to find out about this is if they check the tapes. This is going to be a little secret between the two of us. No one can find out or else they'll take you away from me. You don't want to be taken from mommy, do you? I don't want you to be taken from me either. I love you so much, my dear. Yes, I do. No one else makes me feel a fraction of you like you do. You're so good for me. Fucking me just how I like, making me go tongue-tied. I don't know if it's the pollen or the pleasure, but it's getting harder to think, harder to speak. Your vine dances around my clit as you curl another one inside me, fucking as deeply as you can. You feel me clenching around you, trying to keep you inside. My warm cunt stretches around your vine. You feel my own hips rocking against you, trying to get closer and chasing my own pleasure. Your own need grows. Every move of my hip against you pushes you just a bit closer to the edge, doesn't it? Think you're going to come inside me. You're going to pollinate me properly, aren't you? Do you have it in you, dear? That's what happens when you do what you're told. And you've been doing exactly what you're told, listening to me so well. You take another vine of yours and start teasing my nipples, playing with the already sensitive little butts. Right like that, dear. That's so fucking good. Don't stop taking me apart and fucking me so well. You deserve that treat, don't you? And what better treat than getting to come inside and pollinate mommy, right? Oh, fuck. Then make me come. That's what will really show me that you deserve to pollinate me. You're doing such a good job of fucking me. It's not going to be too difficult for you. You just want to make me proud. I know you do, dear. Keep it up. Keep fucking me just like you've been doing. Just like that. Oh, yes. Yeah, you feel so good. Listening to my body circling my clit just perfectly. Oh, I'm getting closer with every swipe of your vine against me. You feel too fucking good, dear. Fill me up so perfectly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what Mommy wants. It won't be much longer now. I can feel it. Focusing all your attention on my clit, on my G-spots. It's like you're trying to make me squirt. You just want to see how big of a mess Mommy can make, right? Right there, yeah. Dirty game you're playing. It's a good thing you're cute, or else this wouldn't fly. Oh, trying to push me to my limits. Like you want to break Mommy so that only your vines feel good inside me. You don't want to share me with anyone else, do you? Oh, you're so cute. I let you inside me once, and now you're addicted. It's so sweet, dear. That's one of the things Mommy loves about you. You think anyone else has ever made me feel this good? Oh, yeah. Only you, dear. You're the only one that I want. The only one that I fucking need. You feel so fucking good. I can't. Oh, fuck, I can't, hold on, why don't you come with me? You've earned it, dear. You should let go. Come inside me, breed me, pollinate Mommy. You deserve it. Oh, fuck, come with me. Come inside, Mommy. Oh, fuck. It's never felt that good before. Did you enjoy yourself, my dear? You don't know how happy that makes me to hear. That means this doesn't have to be a one-time thing, does it? Mommy would be willing to let you pollinate her whenever you need. If you are able to keep this a secret just between the two of us. I don't know how long we will be able to keep this going. I'm probably going to have to pull some favors with the security guys. That way I can see if I can clear the footage for this room, or just have them take the camera out altogether. The last thing I need is for this to get out and them to revoke my access to you, dear. I said it before, and I'll say it again. And they would have to pry you from my cold, dead hands before I ever turned you over willingly. I care about you too much, dear. You're far too important to Mommy to just be given up that easily. I will always fight for you. I love you too much to ever let you go. So, this has to stay between us. If you can keep this a secret, we can keep playing like this together. Sounds simple enough, right?